Okay, so I'm going to be reading some old work and new work. I put together a senior project for the BXA Capstone. That's the program I was in. I made this book, it's called Smallness, and I'm going to be reading from it. So, yeah. So this is a new one. It's called Poem Composed in the Alphabet Blades. When I cut your hair, it is because there is a shimmering excitement in the language of scissors, anonymous music flung out of metallic light, a delicate sound like a cathedral's stained glass softening the corner of a hymnal. In a secret way, we talk as I try to judge the hairline's evenness, pull your head gently to the left or right, considering the so-called secrets of your radiant ear. Hiding there, a pink rose in all of its thoughts, a separate way of feeling and speaking. I want to know what your mother knows, the hidden purpose of your creation. I want to know what your lover knows, the secret inside your secrets, the plot of thorns that turns to knots in my comb. I make promises to myself while reaching into the mineshaft of your trust, which carries neither the sun nor wind, only the relaxed awareness of time and the honor of having, in some way, shaped you. Hey, so there's that. Okay, this next one is called Medicine for Restlessness. Sometimes I find instructions for healing are written inside my own silent cells or buried within your voice as you read the final lines of a story and forget I am laying beside you. I don't want muscle and shape or the distractions of size or changes spectacular ramifications. I want stability against a final loss of everything entangled, glittering away insignificantly, a leaf appearing and falling from an invisible branch. I think it is my memory of being shaped that wants the imagined nothingness. They say is lodged so deeply in the truth. It shoots down my arms as I eat, sleep, shake, run, sit, brief traveling waves. Of course, it is crucial to want a bandage torn from someone else's clothes, to wish relentlessly for the consistency of definition, one place and another. In your voice, I hear a calmness I often forget, brilliant branches swaying above the dark parts of the road, large blue flowers closing at noon. Okay. Okay, next poem is called Don't You. A note is off, but I can't tell which, and I fucked up, but we're on the same page. Do you love me? You don't remember asking. Yes, I do. Your shirts smell good, and I like when you talk about biology, saying the body does this, does that, show me. You slip your note cards into my dress. They fall out one by one. We're dancing, and then we're walking to the diner, and you have quarters for a song. You choose the longest one of all, the worst. Maybe I've learned all I need to know, and our friends black out on the apartment floor. We draw constellations between their shoes, their party clothes. We scratch their elbows with a fine-tip pen, and no one knows the name of the person sleeping in the corner. He's holding my pillow and looking at peace with some greater part of the universe. That kid's gone, you say, and he is. You'll stay tonight until forever. You'll be here until the end of my life, won't you? I'll untangle my body from yours, face the daylight spread across the wall. I will. It's happening now, and it happens all the time, and I'll be awake before you and our friends, making sure all of them are breathing. Collecting pieces of myself from them, from you. Yay. Okay, and I actually have one that's a two-part poem, and my friend Sally is gonna help me read it. Sally Mao. Here we go. Okay, it's called Interview with the Designer. You start.
What do you visualize when formulating textiles?
The still point between my glasses and a peach leaf.
Did you love a piece of clothing enough to replicate it?
Once I saw impossible patterns in a fox den.
Whose style did you imitate first?
The wavelengths found in calligraphy, brushes free of pressure.
Does fashion ever die?
Do you mean performed and ruined, incinerates when touched?
A few words to describe your style.
Open circles, women who fasted on mint leaves, phrases that move with a mouth forming them.
What is the difference between two dresses?
How do they incorporate the end of the spine?
Favorite perfume?
The endpoints of a triangular mirror which combust in the spring with cobwebs.
What direction will you take your new line?
Exhausted to the point of renewal, the brush that swerves to the center of a wave. Thanks. Okay, this one's a little older. I revised it for this book, but it's called Night Runner. Sleepless, I'm never sure how to wash stars from your hair, each follicle rinsed with those barbs. Headache after headache, calling tendons into motion. Night Runner, I ran. I juxtaposed ankle to tar, I sprinted the imagination stadium. I fell and fractured a metatarsal bone. So what? I fell, I stood up, kept walking, ripped space from cuticle, my brainstem crumbling, infinitesimal sparks into ash, ash. There is anguish in movement, but I have to move. What are the studies and predictions of force, the flash in my muscle that says, here now, who are you? That's who, I stood up. What can be mended when you two dissolve into pixels, 1 gram of imagistic fragments? What's left? 6 to 8 weeks. Elevate the foot. Sit while the earth quakes. Motion, anemia, osteoporosis, Night Runner unbeats the heart into living. Where is calcium in space? How will I know what remains if I stop, if the ache ends? Will I forget how you look? Get me up. I was one ache away from understanding. I couldn't move, didn't know what I was comprised of until it had to be repaired. Okay. Okay, this is a newer one. It's called Inside Letters, I Told You Everything. Today, a stranger grabbed me by the arm, pulled a surprised bruise from my skin. A hyacinth winked from her brown shopping bag, passed on its memory of living inside tenderness for hurried people. Maybe she thought I was floating away. Maybe she thought I could be her sister. You touch the pearls of my spine that emerge when I bend to slip off a pointed shoe. You must see how my body shakes and swells. You must be the strong place I return to, because you say you saw something on your way home from work, hundreds of bats blooming from treetops along the highway in a crazed swarm, diving in all directions. What now, my heartbeat whispers to itself, fluttering above things too small to see. Okay, thanks. Woo. Okay, this is sort of an older one. It's in form. It's called In My Way, I Am Dancing With You. Relaxed ballerina, limbs of a spider, tense with a panic the predators know. Elegance tires and alters inside her, misguiding the muscle, distorting the bone. Cues have tangled her legs center stage, constructing her torso's skeletal gold. What comes next in the strange ballet? It matters so little where the body goes. Poised and standing with both feet bound, nothing reminds her of successive steps. Vaguely, the memory of when to bow bends her in the center of the opalescent set. It seems absurd that she should dance alone, that a memorized form would contradict her own. Okay, let's see. Okay, a lot of these poems arose from psychology courses. This one's called Psychoanalysis. Your tired brain floats above you. A nest of water forms against your tongue. There are too many flowers in your wrist muscles. I can see them opening. The psychological term for happiness is subjective well-being, and I was worried about yours. There are indications, a rush of cortisol down a highway of parasympathetic nerves, a whole biological field of moods waiting to be defined. How many diseases still have to be invented? You have created a world in which you are the patient and everything else is your personal psychologist, including the porch with roses and all of the tomb-like winters that bury it from view. Even your silence starts talking as you lay down, pointing to the parts of it that hurt. Okay. How am I for time?
2 minutes.
Cool. Okay. All right. So here's one, it's called Forms of Suspension. The body is safe in the mirror. The mirror is not in control of every sacrifice. Two lovers kneel between two mirrors. They are trading bones. They mean for you to see it. I am looking for safety in a smashed bird, want its power and dumb luck to generate new softness. Its body piles light into the cement, reflecting off of a passing car's metal door. Something better is waiting, it confirms. It goes on forever between two places, chooses one, makes a transition. Between two mirrors, the lovers break open, gathering each other and wanting privacy. I see the bird drop from the edge of their window and smash itself under tire after tire. It matters as much as a footstep, particles drifting too slowly to ever really die. One body of air lifting off of a surface and landing over itself. The mirror holds the lovers in place, recording their thousand inseparable positions. Okay, let's do two more. Okay, and this one was kind of an ekphrastic piece. My teacher, Terrence, took us to the museum and had us write these tiny poems based on paintings, and we had to do them within 2 minutes. So this is a long chain of 2 minute poems, but they're kind of edited down and interwoven. It's called Dreaming Preserving. You pushed heat toward me in apple form. I ate a grape, let's not talk about the guilt. A hidden seed and core, toothache filled with things about to grow. I gripped your arm and coughed up pins and gravel. I reached into the dirt, made a nest with my hips. You argued for softer materials, for cinders, so I reached for something nearby. I poached an egg and revealed your gift. A cone of printed paper, an excuse. I solved a riddle and revealed no truth, no self, no love. Sometimes you must undo your obsession to stagger its madness. You find yourself collapsing into the very idea of a single chapter written on your tongue and find an ache at the end of this overarching hope. Okay, and one more. Let's see. Okay, it's titled, I Dream of You Furiously. What does the painter see inside your face? Cheekbone hollowing slowly as you turn. A drape of black hair hanging at the back of your dress, covering a calm symmetry turned loose. What stillness makes him want to paint you? I see now what he can never unsee, and wish I could snap his brushes away, use his chemical soap to scrub off charcoal clouds that glide around his hands as if parting your hair's cutting waves. I see your glass-like imbalances and self-cancellation, shoulder blade sharply drawing a perfect midpoint that looks so surprising and intensely calm as you lift your hand in a landscape of topiary, safe at first, but concealing something terrible. I see love that flesh brings us before it becomes ragged, like arrows passing their targets, piercing the human eye, opulent and lost, like most things. I feel pulled by the growing tug of commitment as something in you splits noticeably, glacial hailstones falling with elegant undercutting sweeps, throwing what he is making into the endless sea of your body's impossible blessings. Thank you.